Harlow stiffened from another light bump, her body still completely primed for panic after 7 hours of a relatively smooth flight, as everyone kept telling her at first. Relative to what? A kamikaze mission? Mercifully, Decker made the rounds after they'd been in the air for about an hour, discreetly explaining to everyone that the combination of words held no meaning for her and did nothing to ease her fear. She had no flying experience to compare this to, and last year's borderline crash landing in the desert didn't count. In fact, thinking about that flight made things worse. Bernie's new crew chief, a friendly Georgia-accented gentleman named Randy, had made her as comfortable as possible by constantly checking on her, bringing her small cups of water, and adjusting her motion sickness bracelets. It was all theater, but it made her feel a little better. Randy's happy-go-lucky demeanor had shifted to all business about 30 minutes ago, which meant they must be getting close to whatever surprise Bernie had alluded to. And Decker had stepped up the charm at almost the same time, adding to her suspicion. She'd been too afraid to ask about it before takeoff, and there was no point in making things worse for herself during the flight. It was already bad enough. Randy climbed down the cockpit stairs and forced a smile as he approached her.
"Time to strap in tight. We're about 5 minutes from releasing the drones," he said.
Decker squeezed her hand and got up to help Randy.
"How bad is this going to be?" asked Harlow.
"It'll be over before you know it," said Randy, the two of them tugging on her harness straps.
Randy had rigged 5-point racing harnesses to the bench structure about 2 hours ago, which had initially calmed her down a little. She'd felt a lot safer nestled into the padded harnesses until she started to consider why they were necessary in the first place. The belt system they used for the Nevada landing had been a standard nylon harness.
"You should feel snug as a bug," said Randy, before giving the harness a few yanks.
"Yeah, that's one way to describe it. I can barely breathe," said Harlow.
"That's exactly how you want it," said Randy. "I gotta make the rounds. You're gonna be just fine."
She feigned a smile and nodded before looking at Decker.